Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on January 8 regarding Santos, S-A-N-T-O-S, Rodriguez, R-O-D-R-I-G-U-E-Z. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Rodriguez as described in the reports above. Paired according to the information obtained from the examinee, Mr. Rodriguez is now a 55-year-old male who again reports he was injured at work on 7-21-06. But he was dragging a piece as a metal sheet fell on his back. But as a result, he believes he injured his lower and middle back. Pretty went to the emergency room the same day. Period, he had further evaluation and treatment, including lumbar fusion on 10-18-06, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Period, he continues to receive treatment by way of medication through Dr. Marbury. Period, the paragraph, additional documentation shows Mr. Rodriguez was seen by pain specialist Dr. Corda, C-O-R-D-A, on 8-27-20. Prater reported after lifting an object he fell backwards, resulting in injury to his lower back. Prater had lumbar fusion at L5-S1 in 2006, but this failed to give him relief. Prater continued to have significant pain in the back and leg despite this treatment. Prater Dr. Corda reviewed extensive documentation and diagnostic studies. Period. He recounted that Mr. Rodriguez had multiple injections, none of which provided him with any sustained relief. Period. At that juncture, most of his symptoms were axial and suspected to be related to deconditioning. But given the lack of success in the past and unlikeliness that additional injections would be helpful going forward, Dr. Pulser did not recommend any further interventional treatment. Brady deemed the petitioner had reached maximum medical improvement from an interventional pain management standpoint. But he was currently receiving medication through his primary care physician. Period. He wrote the claimant was a possible candidate for spinal cord stimulation. Period, it is only fairly likely, however, that he would receive significant relief from this modality. Period. He concluded no workplace accommodations were indicated since he was on disability for 10 years. Period, he does not require assistance with activities of daily living. Period. He followed up with Dr. Pulser on 2/25/21. Brady was using a home TENS unit and was interested in moving forward with a spinal cord stimulator trial. Period. They had him undergo psychological evaluation by Dr. Tolchin, T-O-L-C-H-I-N, preoperatively on 3/24/21. Period on 4/8/21, Dr. Pulser performed surgery to be inserted here. Period, Mr. Rodriguez followed up with him through 4/15/21. Period, he did not have relief with the spinal cord stimulator trial. Period, most of his pain was axial, and this modality may not be as effective. Period, the spinal cord stimulator lead was removed without difficulty. Period, no further treatment was recommended, and he was again deemed to have reached maximum medical improvement status. Period, physical exam. Extremities lower, he remained in his jeans and rolled them up. Period. There may have been healed portal scars at one of his knees. Period. Motion of both hips was full in all spheres without crepitus, but internal and external rotation. Bilateral elicited right-sided low back tenderness. Period. Motion of the knees was full with crepitus. but no tenderness. Paired motion of the ankles was full without crepitus or tenderness. Paired pinprick sensation was diminished, overlying the left great toe, but was otherwise intact. Paired manual muscle testing yielded ratchet-like weakness in left extensor hallucis longus and plantar flexor muscle groups, but this was otherwise 5/5. Spine cervical. He may have had rotation right 45 degrees and left 40 degrees, but this is not clearly indicated. Paired thoracic, normal macrolumbosacral. He changed positions fluidly and was able to squat to 40 degrees. Paired inspection revealed paramedian longitudinal scars consistent with his surgery. Paired he sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 60 degrees and extends to 15 degrees. Paired bilateral rotation was full to 45 degrees with tenderness comprising a trunk torsion maneuver for symptom magnification. Paired side bending right was 20 degrees and left was full to 25 degrees. Paired he was tender to palpation at the lumbar sacral junction, as well as the paravertebral musculature bilaterally in the absence of spasm. Paired supine straight leg raise maneuver on the left at 80 degrees elicited low back tenderness on the right, but no radicular complaints. Paired supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 90 degrees failed to elicit any low back or radicular complaints. Paired impressions. Santos Rodriguez injured his lower back at work on 7/21/06. Paired his extensive course of treatment and diagnostic workup was previously described, so will not be repeated here in its entirety. Paired, and put this in bold, I will likely mark some of the surgical procedures from my last report to be inserted. Paired new paragraph since evaluated here. Mr. Rodriguez came under the pain management care of Dr. Pulser on 8/27/20. Paired. He accepted a spinal cord stimulator trial on 4/8/21, but this was ineffective. Paired accordingly, the leads were removed uneventually. Paired Dr. Pulser then again deemed he had reached maximum medical improvement on 4/15/21. Paired new paragraph, the current examination found the petitioner preferred to stand. Paired he had decreased range of motion about the lumbar spine in a somewhat non-reproducible fashion. Paired. Similarly, he complained of right side of the low back tenderness with supine straight leg raise maneuver on the left at 80 degrees. Paired, no radicular complaints were elicited. Paired, there was a positive trunk torsion maneuver for symptom magnification. Paired, he had diminished pinprick sensation overlying the left great toe, but this was otherwise intact. Paired, he also had weakness in left plantar flexor and extensor hallucis longus muscles, but was able to walk on his heels and toes using these same muscle groups without difficulty. Paired, new paragraph, my opinion relative to permanency is the same as in my latest report and will be inserted here as marked. Period. End.